everybody on the party line. Just the other day, Clem said to Curly during one of their quiet hours of relaxation and contemplation.
Curly?
Uh-huh.
Just about how old do you feel?
What you say, Clem?
I said, just about how old do you feel?
Why, Clem, I don't feel old at all.
Glad to hear you corroborate my opinion.
Pardon me, Clem?
Oh, I've been listening to Ken every now and then on the line. And it sure gets me when he says something about... Well, he supposes the young folks on the line probably feel like chiming in and singing the party line song. But you older folks, says Ken, you folks that are 50 years or older, maybe you don't feel so much like singing. I don't know where that boy gets the idea a person is older just because he's 50 or over.
Well, Clem, I don't think that's what Ken means, really. I believe he means that some folks that are 50 or over feel like they was getting on towards being old.
Day. It'll be a long, long time before I expect to feel age creeping up on me.
Well, I think that's just the point. Ken knows that us folks around here keep feeling spry and youngish, and that's what he's trying to tell the rest of the party liners.
And Curly hit it exactly on the head. That's what I've been trying to tell you people of 50 or over. There shouldn't be any reason why a normally healthy person of your age shouldn't feel spry and youngish, as Curly says. Now, one very simple secret of feeling your best, of course, is regularity. You can't very well expect to feel bright and energetic if you're being dragged down by a condition of intestinal sluggishness. That's why I urge you so earnestly to try a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's Serapepsin. This mild and gentle yet thoroughly effective liquid laxative should give you just the help you need if you're feeling tired and depressed because of sluggishness. Serapepsin is a wonderful blend of vegetable ingredients, carefully balanced and mellowed. Just the refreshing, invigorating taste of Serapepsin will cheer you up. And its gentle, friendly help is something for which tens of thousands of people are grateful. You know, I wish you'd get a bottle today at your own drugstore. You'll find that the big, generous size for all the family costs very little, and it lasts a long time. The full name is Dr. Caldwell's Serapepsin combined with laxative Senna compound. But you can get it by asking just for Serapepsin. But be sure Dr. Caldwell's name and picture are on the package. Serapepsin at your own drugstore today. And I expect to hear you bawling me out for suggesting that a person of 50 or older isn't as young as our boyish Mr. Tuttle. Yesterday, we had to hang up on the line just at the interesting point when Christy, visiting Laurie at the switchboard, received a call from David Hunter. Naturally, Christy just couldn't imagine why David Hunter would be calling her. They had decided that they thoroughly dislike one another. Yesterday, we also heard about a horseshoe pitching contest, which David lost to his friend Carlton Ross. As a penalty, Carlton stipulated that David had to call Christy Warren and ask her for a date. David was so sure that he would win the match that he accepted those terms. But he lost. And that's why Christy got the telephone call. Laurie had heard about the penalty from Curly, who innocently blurted out the story in an unguarded moment. We wondered yesterday if Laurie would tell Christy the reason for this call. But now let's see about David's side of the story. While we were with Laurie and Christy at the telephone office, David was visiting his friend Carlton Ross and his sister Marilyn.
Carlton, I think you're horrid making David pay such an outrageous penalty.
Hey there, sis, none of that now. He accepted the full terms of the agreement.
Yeah, well, I don't see how your horseshoe technique improves so suddenly.
Trick of fate.
Just the same, I think you ought to let David out of it this time, Carl.
Nothing doing.
But it's really embarrassing having to call Christy up and ask her for a date when they're scarcely on speaking terms.
You'd think I'd have asked him to do it if they were friends. Wouldn't have been any kicking it that way. Come on, Dave, now. You got to call her up tonight. That's part of the agreement, you know.
Well, you might grant an extension.
Positively not. I'm not going to give an inch on this thing. Come along now, Dave. Come along. Pick up the phone and get it over with.
Oh, Carl, you're not going to make David call her up right now.
You're doggone right. That's also part of our ingenious little contract. Come on, Dave. The minutes are flying fast.
Oh, really? I think you're being awful.
He's the guy that was awful. At horseshoes. Oh, it's not my fault.
How about going to the movies?
Yes, let's all go to the movies and forget this silly penalty.
Listen, no movie could possibly equal the dramatic possibilities in this situation. You're not going to get me out of this house tonight. At least not until I've heard this historic conversation between Mr. Hunter and Miss Spitfire Warren.
Now, there wasn't anything said about who was to be in my house when I made the call. Now, you start off for the movies.
Use trying to bribe me. I'm pure...
and simple.
Come now. That's enough stalling. You want me to get the number for you, David?
Oh, give me that phone and shut up.
Oh, sure. I don't want to miss a word of this. Listen now, this is going to be good.
Oh, come on, Carl. Let's at least be decent enough to go out in the kitchen while David's talking.
Hey, do you think I'm crazy? Go on, sit down. What's the difference, one more or less in the audience?
Oh.
Well, David, how about it?
Oh, shut up, will you?
Hello?
Pardon me. Hello, Laurie. This is David Hunter.
Oh, yes, David. Well, how are you?
Pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Oh, just fine, thank you.
Say, look, Laurie, will you get Miss, what's her name, the girl who just came back to Monticello to teach in the English department?
Well...
Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N.
Warren, W-A-R...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Miss Warren.
Why, yes, of course. Just a minute, David.
Okay, thanks, Laurie.
Yeah, how come you lost your memory all of a sudden, David? You didn't think that'd help you out of it, did you?
Carlton, will you keep still?
Well, get set for your laugh, fella. It'll all be over in a minute or two.
Come on, sis. Put down that magazine. Listen, this is going to be well worth your while.
Carlton, you idiot.
Just wait till I get...
Hello?
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 Mr. Hunter, is this a contest?
What?
I said, is this a contest? See who can say hello in the greatest variety of ways. If it is, I...
No. There's... something I wanted to talk to you about, Miss Warren.
Yes?
Well, I've been thinking...
He says, look at the color of his ears.
Carlton, keep still.
I've been thinking...
Yes, Mr. Hunter, you've been thinking.
Well, the heck with it. I beg your pardon. What I meant to say was, it seems to me we've been acting pretty silly, and you stopped to think about it.
Unlike you, Mr. Hunter, I haven't been thinking about it.
Now, listen, this isn't any more interesting to me than it is to you.
I beg your pardon?
No, I beg yours. What I meant to say was
that... Watch
your
step, David. Watch your step. Remember, you can't tell her what this is all about.
Miss Warren, I'm sorry if I annoyed you by my attitude toward your being assigned to the office that has been mine.
Well, that's perfectly all right. Don't think about it anymore at all. I'm sure I don't.
I was wondering if you wouldn't think it might be a good idea to... bury the hatchet.
Just where would you like to bury?
I'm calling up to ask if you'd care to drive over to Champaign tomorrow night, say, to see a movie.
Are you inviting me to go to the movies with you, Mr. Hunter?
That's the question I put into the telephone at my end of the line. How did it come out where you are?
Well, it had a rather incongruous sound. You're inviting me to go to the movies. Have I got that perfectly correct?
Oh, of course. Well, if it's incongruous to you, that's perfectly okay. I just...
Watch out, fella.
It just happens that they have several good pictures over there this week.
Would we be taking the Interurban, Mr. Hunter? Or do you by any chance drive a car?
I don't own a car, Miss Warren, but I drive one on occasion.
Oh, well, in that case, thank you very much. I might like to see a movie over at Champaign, now that I think of it.
I beg your pardon, what'd you say?
I said thank you very much for your kind invitation, Mr. Hunter. You know where my home is. Would you call for me at about 7:15? That should bring us over there in plenty of time for the first movie. And of course you'll want to go to the first one, so you can get home nice and early.
Well,
7:15 tomorrow night, Mr. Hunter.
Well, yes, but...
Goodbye, Mr. Hunter. I shall certainly look forward to seeing you.
Hello, Miss Warren. For God's sake.
Yeah, good boy, David. You did a pretty good job there, but you almost slipped a couple of times.
Oh, really? I think that's awful, making David do a terrible thing like that. Now he and Miss Warren will never be on speaking terms.
If I'd only insisted that you had to keep calling her up until she finally said she'd go.
What do you think she said?
What do you mean?
Can you beat that woman? She said she'd like to go.
What?
Why, David...
I'm supposed to call for her tomorrow at 7:15. Now, what are you going to do about that, Carl?
What am I going to do about it? What do you mean, what am I going to do about it? I'm not the guy that's calling for her tomorrow at 7:15. Oh, boy, this is better than I thought it'd be.
Why, David, isn't that nice? She can't be as mad at you as you thought she was.
Why, listen, the only reason she took me up on this is because she'll have a good chance to sit and pour acid into my ears all the way over to Champaign and back. Oh, darn you, Carl. I think I'll acquire a violent ailment of some kind by tomorrow night, so you'll have to take her instead.
Well, what'd be the point of that? I'd be delighted. I don't know Miss Warren, but I wish I did. From all reports, she's a knockout.
I'll say she is. Hey, listen, if you're so keen about her, I might be willing to let you take her tomorrow.
Dave, you're not very subtle. No, son, I'll sacrifice my personal interest for the pure artistic joy of studying this case as a bystander.
But, David, she must like you or she wouldn't go with you.
Oh, she's probably head over heels in love with you, David. Yeah, you want to watch out now. When they act that way, they're deadliest.
Yeah, she's poison to me. There's no mistake about that.
Oh, dear. You've got to be sure about one thing, David.
What'd you say, Merlin?
Whatever you do, Dave, don't ever let her find out why you asked for this date.
Yeah, why not, if that'd make her mad?
No, you'll break your agreement if you do. You can't tell her why you asked for the date.
Hey, listen, you can't hold me to that. After all, I didn't expect to lose that game, and even if I did, I certainly didn't expect her to take me up on this crazy idea.
That's all right. That's got nothing to do with the facts in the case, David. You can't tell her why you asked for the date, and that's final.
Oh, you mustn't tell her. She'd be so hurt. She's going along because she wants to, you see, Dave?
Hey, listen, all I can say is that I was a crazy fool to let myself in for this sort of thing. Now, come on, what do you say we all go to the movies?
But, my dear man, you're going to the movies tomorrow night.
Yeah, so much more reason for going tonight. I don't expect to get much out of it tomorrow. She's probably the kind of a person who talks all the way through the picture.
You said you'd go with him?
Well, certainly. Don't you think I should?
Oh, but good heavens, you spent hours telling me how much you despise him.
Oh, well, I suppose I exaggerated a little bit.
Then you do admit he's a charming boy.
No, I don't admit anything of the sort. I might admit, if you insist, that we both of us, both Mr. Hunter and I, have been acting like a couple of kids. Oh. He must think so, too, otherwise he wouldn't have had the nerve to call me up and ask me to go out with him. So maybe it's just as well to recognize the flag of truce and see what kind of a person he is when he isn't waving a sword and breathing fire.
But Christy, look.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, I was just going to say, well, what if...
What if what?
Well, what if he... Well, just suppose now that he called you up because he...
Because what? What in the world are you trying to say, Laurie?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Apparently, Laurie doesn't intend to tell Christy that she knows the real reason David called and asked her for a date. Do you think she should have told her? Judging from the few things we heard Christy say just now, it seems as if she isn't quite as annoyed with young Mr. Hunter as she'd like to have him think. Party liners, don't you think the word sensible is the strongest word you can use when it comes to talking about things which deal with your health? For example, isn't this a most sensible way for a medicine to help you to regularity? Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative center compound not only brings you prompt relief today, but because of its mild action, also gently encourages nature to get back to work tomorrow. That is the way that Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin helps you to build regularity. It gives mild, gentle encouragement to nature herself. Such a remarkable medicine is worth getting, isn't it? Well, it costs very little at your own drugstore. And what's more, the same bottle of syrup pepsin that will help you so sensibly is sensible and right for every member of the family because it's a liquid. And you can measure just the right amount for everyone from very young children to aged people. So ask your druggist for Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin today. It's spelled S-Y-R-U-P, syrup, P-E-P-S-I-N, pepsin. Syrup pepsin. Tomorrow, don't miss the occasion of David Hunter's date with Christy Warren.